Hi.
Hi. Good evening. This is DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Miss Truck.
DJ Miss Truck or just Miss Truck?
No, I'm not a DJ. I think that that's like where we've been going on this whole time.
Okay. Tell me more.
Is I'm just not actually a DJ. I just sit here and talk to you about stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm a returning guest or whatever.
That makes sense to me.
But I'm not a DJ.
Totally.
We're having some technical difficulties over here at WMFO.
I'm just confused about like where my voice is coming from, but I think it's okay.
Yeah, my voice sounds like it's coming from somewhere weird too, but it's not because I can hear yours really well.
Oh, I'm you know what we did? We switched headphones.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
It's fine. I think we're fine. We're totally fine.
We're fine.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi. So that was Keitana with a cover of Age of Consent by New Order. Pretty recognizable. Not a cover that really, you know, changes the song in a huge way.
Huh.
It's still like basically the same.
And the theme of this week's show is covers.
Yeah, Miranda actually brought this theme to me, which is rare and much appreciated.
That's true. It's very rare, but I was so inspired. And one of the songs that inspired me will be played later.
Ooh, should we tell them or right okay? Let's like tease something.
It's a cover by Harry Styles.
Oh,
so we'll get there. But that cover was like, I just really enjoyed the cover.
I'm excited to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, and then one thing that DJ Paprika said when we first sat down is that all the covers that she was finding were like slow.
Yeah.
And all are like stripped down.
I guess. Like the tradition when it comes to covers is like, or at least like, I don't know, with indie or rock artists is to like take a pop song and then like make it slow and it's like super innovative.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times it's just like this man like bleeding with a guitar, like
and I feel like
a slow cover of like Call Me Maybe, like on guitar.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think and it, some like, of makes the ones it, that I put were like that.
Yeah.
But
I appreciate those covers because a lot of times they like bring out the beauty of the song, maybe in a way that wasn't there before. But then other times just like
annoying.
Yeah. Another thing about covers is that I do a lot of music listening on YouTube sometimes because, you know, there's more on YouTube a lot of times than there are on, like, different streaming services.
Mm.
But a lot of times with covers...
they're brought to you by YouTube.
Yeah. Sponsored by YouTube. We should put an ad thing on our... Yeah. Do, like, a little ad notification.
Yes.
But we're actually not because this is freeform and we only do PSAs. Please.
Yes.
Anyways... Yeah, so a lot of times when covers on YouTube, people will comment and be like, the original's better. And like, that's not the point of covers. I always get so mad when I see those comments because I'm like, the point of a cover is not to be better than the original. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
It's an appreciation. It's an interpretation. So it's like, why do you have to assert that the original's better? It doesn't matter.
That's true. It's just music.
It's just music. Yeah.
We're all just jamming out.
Yeah.
The thing about the Harry Styles cover is that him singing the song actually like changes the meaning a lot to the song, which is kind of what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Why don't we just play that song now?
Oh.
Since we've essentially introduced it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This is Harry Styles' cover of, wait, who's the original?
Little Big Town.
Oh yeah. It's like
a country
song.
It's a country song.
Oh, we love country here now.
Also, if we're going to introduce it, I have to introduce it.
Okay. Introduce it.
Oh my God. Okay. So this song, Girl Crush.
Yeah.
Is sung by the lead singer of Little Big Town, is a woman, and like a lot of people, like a lot of like gay people, I don't know, like the song because it's about this woman woman singing about how she has a girl crush
on a girl,
but the thing is that the lyrics, the way that the lyrics go is she says I have a girl crush. Because or like I want to taste her lips because they taste like you.
Oh, so it's like not
actually. It's kind of like Jolene-esque.
Right.
Like Jolene, I love you because you're man.
There's like a man there that's like sort of the vehicle for this song to happen.
But this song also like doesn't use any pronouns of this you.
Yeah.
So it's still ambiguous.
Yeah.
And then also when Harry Styles sings it as a dude, it's like also changes the meaning.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, no, girl crush is not gay. Like it's literally she's just singing a song.
Mm.
But also like I really want to think that it is gay.
Yeah.
And then it's just a great song and a jam and a bop Yes.
What else is it? It can't be all those things, but maybe it can.
It is.
Okay, fine. Intersectionality. wait, I thought of something else. Oh, yeah. Another thing about covers that's always interesting is when people either choose to change the pronouns or not to change the pronouns,
yes,
and why that is.
That's a pick.
Just putting that out
and
there.
And this, he didn't even have to do anything.
Girl crush. Here we go.
Thank you. somebody. My body won't let you. I wanna love somebody, but my body's in trouble. Body won't let you feel somebody. My body won't let you feel. I wanna love somebody. Who do I talk to?
Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Whoa.
A great reading.
I went here today.
Oh my God. Did you see the Decolonial Atlas?
Yes.
How was
That's it? Why I was like, I should read this. Yeah. It was so good.
Wait, tell us about it.
I went to a talk, which was good. And then I also got to see some of the art, and I had to go for class, but also very much enjoyed the information.
That's awesome. I always feel like I should go more, slash I like never really know what's going on, but that's my fault because I don't like check the website or like,
yeah,
you know,
I also
go
didn't
there.
Even know where it was.
Oh,
until
no.
Until I got there. I mean, it's pretty easy to find, but yeah. I never knew that. DJ Paprika made a funny face at me by accident. There's just like this whole back room that I didn't know was there.
Yeah, I guess so. Like,
it's not
the actual gallery. Yeah. I've been in there. Yeah. It's kind of hidden. Like, you have to know where it is.
You have to go through doors.
Yeah. You have to go through like the entrance area where there's like someone sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the back gallery that looks like a real art gallery.
Yes,
it's very cool.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'd never seen that before. Mm-hmm. So it's super cool. You all should go. That was our PSA.
Yeah. With a personal testimony. Anyway, keep going.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, we played three whole songs.
And
we have so much to say. I could do a whole show just about Girl Crush, but we won't do that.
Later. Maybe next week.
Harry Styles is so sexy when he sings that song.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I really think it's only because the song is just really good.
Maybe it's both.
It's definitely both. You're right.
Miranda's a Harry Styles stan.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. I think I forget sometimes.
Yeah.
But then when I
never
just,
forget.
I love his album.
Yeah.
And I just love everything about him.
I'm so glad. And then after that, we played the Supremes covering the Beatles' Come Together.
Ugh,
it's so good. It really gets at the heart of the song. And it's like kind of like psychedelic and like...
It like, is psychedelic.
You know, smooth and weird.
Yeah, where's all the psychedelic music these days?
You
know where it is. You definitely know where it is. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, like, I don't know. There's like Tame Impala, but like whatever, you know?
Okay, yeah, but whatever. Like, yeah.
So like, it's not really... I don't know.
We're kind of, we've lost our
way. It's definitely out there, but I don't think it's like really at the forefront.
In the way that it was.
Yeah, or in my mind. Yeah,
oh,
true.
Yeah. Okay, and the next?
And then the next one after the Supremes was Perfume Genius covering a song by Mary Margaret O'Hara called Bodies in Trouble. And I actually didn't know this song, and I feel like not a lot of people know this song just because she's not like very well known, but she was like a singer-songwriter that... This song is really interesting because it sounds like easy listening. Like, it's just very, like, you know, like, whatever. There's, like, guitars and she's singing. But it's also very unsettling.
Yeah.
Because the beat is a little, like, off kilter and she, like, does weird things with her voice where it, like, goes really low.
Mm.
And she's, like, singing about how she can't, like... get in touch with her body. And then his cover is like, it really takes the unsettling part and like makes that the main thing about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really good. It's an example of a cover that is sounds very different than the original song, but mm-hmm. really just takes it there.
Yeah.
Like, it takes you to the place that like the original song takes you already, but like in a slightly different way.
Yes,
it's really good.
It like captures the essence.
Yeah. And he plays the song live, and then there wasn't a recorded version of it until Spotify Singles. We're not sponsored by Spotify, but...
Or YouTube.
YouTube. But a couple of the songs I'm playing come from Spotify Singles.
Oh, yeah. So. Girl Crush.
Yeah, like Girl Crush. Yeah.
Very, very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Since the topic of today's show is covers, my question for you is, what is your favorite cover?
Wow, that's a big question.
I haven't even
okay,
said
keep going.
It. Meaning, what is your favorite thing to be under, like blanket-wise?
That's an even better question.
I know. What's your favorite cover? Like when you're under the covers.
Blanket-wise.
What's your favorite under the covers?
What's your favorite cover blanket-wise is the best question.
What's your favorite cover to be under the covers with?
Like that I own?
That you've ever been under the covers.
Okay, I mean, I really like a blanket that, you know, my red blanket.
I do know your red blanket.
That's my favorite. That's not necessarily my favorite thing, but that's the genre of my favorite thing to be under, which is like kind of suede, like a blanket that's like
has texture.
That blanket is like smooth and suede on one side.
Yes.
And on the other side, it's like a furry rug.
Yes.
Like a hairy rug, but really soft.
Yes.
I mean, very synthetic, very like...
Fake.
Like me. No.
True.
But yeah, I like to be cozy a lot. So honestly, I'm not even that picky.
Oh, I feel like I'm super picky.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't like scratchy things, and I don't
no,
like...
No, no, yeah.
I really want to try weighted blankets.
Oh,
have you tried it?
No.
Oh my God, they're expensive.
Every time I look them up, I'm like, that looks like it should be cheap.
Yeah, because it looks just like a blanket.
And then I click on it, and it's like $300.
Yeah.
$250.
I can't believe that. I would rather just buy a lot of blankets.
Yes, that's true. All you need is like 20 blankets to get the price of one beaded blanket.
Yeah, maybe. I was talking to someone and they were like, yeah, I just like let my dog lie on me and it's kind of like a weighted blanket. Oh, I was like, that's really cute.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I've had a cat sleep on my back before.
Yeah, those are heavy when they sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
They grow 10 pounds, actually.
Oh my God, it's true.
They're like werewolves, they close their eyes,
they're cats. Yeah.
When they close their eyes, their body releases 10 pounds more.
Yeah. They like settle into it. Science.
Mm.
But yeah, I would love to try a weighted blanket. I guess overall, I like, you didn't even answer the question yet because I just keep talking, but I like a blanket, a comforter that is like cooling. It has like a cooling mechanism to it. So like a material that's like,
yes,
not like, you know,
too hot.
Like something that when it touches your skin, it's kind of like smooth and cool.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you?
One of my favorite blankets ever is my comforter that I have in my bed. Mm-hmm. Now it's so comfy.
It's very comfy.
It's like, and also it's pretty. I feel like I care a lot about like what it pretty, how pretty it is.
Yeah, like the pattern on it.
Yeah, like I just like it because it's like pretty, mm-hmm, and then it's super warm but also cold. Like, so I'll get in at night and I'll be like freezing and it'll be cold even underneath it,
mm-hmm,
but then it'll get really warm where my body is,
yeah,
and then if I like move my leg,
yeah,
it's like really cold over there.
Yeah, but I feel like that's how all blankets work, in
well,
that
this is
your body temperature like
that
heats
has a
it
special
up
technology where it's that's
where
what
you
I
put
say
your foot in a different place and it gets cold because your body wasn't there before.
Yeah, exactly. You can read my mind. But it's just like a good texture.
Yeah.
And it's just like a simple, like, whatever. I don't even know what the material is, like cotton. I don't know.
You know what I always think about with sleeping in heat is when I read The Call of the Wild a long time ago.
Yes.
And there was this part about how the dogs, they're in the Arctic and they're like sled dogs and they sleep outside. Is like when they, and it's told from the point of view of a dog, so like you really know what the dogs are thinking. And they like go inside this to sleep at night, even though it's really cold out. They make a hole. They like dig in the snow and make like a little hole, and then their body heat warms it up. Even though they're outside in the freezing cold, it still gets warm in that hole. So like, you know, yeah.
And a wolf really wrote that too.
Yeah, Jack London was a wolf.
No, I believe that. That's sort of what I do in my bed.
Yeah.
I dig a little hole in my bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And I lie in it.
Yeah.
And then I have a blanket that makes me feel good. And then I'm under the covers.
Just like this next
Just
song
like
we're going to play.
This next song is a cover of How Will I Know,
mm-hmm,
by Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about this song, I sort of found this group randomly, but I like every song that they cover because they're like a cover band group thing, and they cover this song called Wicked Games, which I never heard before, but their song, I mean, I know you said this before that like we shouldn't
and you
say
can
this,
still say it,
their cover is like 10 times better than the real song. It's just like so good. But this one I thought, because I was only doing like slow songs, I thought this one may be more upbeat. But there's two. There's the How Will I Know regular, and then there's How Will I Know remix. The remix and the regular one sound exactly the same.
Oh my God.
There's
so
no remix. I don't really understand.
There's
the
not like a remix
is.
Element to the remix.
Maybe there's like a guitar that's like strumming on a beat or something.
That's so funny
you
that they're the
for
same.
Yourself,
but I listened to this when you told me about it, and it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
How Will I Know is a beautiful song. And then slowed down, it just brings out that beautiful melody.
Yes.
And it's great.
And these guys singing with their violins and their cellos and their beautiful voices just like makes it amazing.
Yeah. Enjoy. Wait, what's their name?
Sons of Serendip.
Okay, I have no idea what that is, but bye.
Oh, it's you. I know. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Look into my eyes, take me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, I cannot seem to get enough. When I wake from a dream, tell me this really love?
Oh, the answer. Are we human or are we dancer?
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see, be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, do things I never should do, I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you.
Feel
to those ones that weren't afraid. Remember you told me love was touching souls. Sure you touched mine, part of you pours out of me from time to time. These lines.
Wow.
Jeez.
Dang. Those two songs together.
Oh my lord. Those songs like really characterize. Oh, there we are. Hello.
Hi.
Those two songs really characterize like my high school like time.
Yeah.
Because I found both of those songs during high school.
Mm-hmm. So that was, I'm just going to identify them for our audience who are not in the know. That was A Case of You.
Before. So you could start, we could start from the third one.
What?
We just listened to four songs.
Yeah, I'm just starting from the one we just heard.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
We heard A Case of You. Miranda thinks that she is a better DJ than I am.
No, I don't. I just want to help you.
I know, it's true. I'm just joking. A Case of You, which is a Joni Mitchell cover by Prince. Before that, Lilac Wine, which is a cover of...
Apparently, Eartha Kitt.
Of some...
Eartha Kitt was the first person to release it.
But that version was Nina Simone. Yes. And there's also a cover by Jeff Buckley. It seems like it's an oft-covered
song. There's also
song.
A cover by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately.
Oh, Miley. So that was, Nina Simone. And then before that was Kim Petras, who is a person who sings, like, really poppy songs. And then that was a cover of Human by The Killers. And I liked it because it was, like, a... acoustic version. It was good. And
I
it was still fun and
too.
Fast and we love the Killers here, so
I had a cover photo on my Facebook that was Are We Human or Are We Dancer, and it was like
it was you with like a hanger on your head or something.
No, that's a nice try. No, it was a meme. But I feel like it was a meme before I really knew what a meme was. Like I think I posted it as my
Were being genuine about the about the...
It was a meme before I knew what memes were. It wasn't like, oh, a meme, let's post this. I was like...
But you really just want to quote the song. Is that what it was? You wanted to quote the song for reals?
No. No. It's a meme.
Okay, it's a meme.
I didn't make it. It's a meme, and it's this. Look, it's this guy.
Oh.
It's like a confused face on how to be a millionaire.
Yeah, it's like a game show, and the question is, are we human or are we dancing?
Are we human or are we dancer?
And then,
it's A, B, C, D, and it's A is human, B is dancer, C is yes, question mark, and D is all of the above, and this guy's face is just like,
he looks really
happy.
I love that.
Yeah, so that, look, that song,
oh boy.
I love that song very much.
It's good.
Also, yes.
So we love that song, A Case of You, and Miranda was just saying how important it is.
Yeah, well, I was saying that I think when I first heard that song, it was like lyric writing that spoke about love in a way that I had never heard it before. It wasn't just like, I love you, or like, I miss you, come back, or like anything like that. It was like, I could drink a case of you and I'd still be on my feet.
Yeah.
You know, like, you are like so good. I think I'd never really understood what it meant until like in my recent
Years. Like what it referred to.
Right. Yeah. Like, I could drink a case of you and still be on my feet. Like, you feel so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like myself and still full and like good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's
and
so
I was
loaded.
Like lonely and sad before you came. And then now you're here and you're just like making my life full and beautiful.
Yeah. I love everything about the song's lyric. It's just like, it's like poetry. It's like confessional.
Yes.
The way she says, oh, Canada, it's so good.
Why does she sing that? No one knows.
Everyone, it's just so good. Because she sees Canada on the TV and she was like, Canada.
Yes.
It's so good.
Prince does it so well.
Yeah.
And he like changes it up in the perfect ways.
Mm-hmm.
He changes some of the lyrics also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I really love this show. This is my favorite show, I think, that we've done.
Yeah, this is fun. I think about
just
covers.
I'm like emotional.
Ugh, me too. You can't listen to that song and not get a little
bit
emotional.
I'm always emotional.
Yeah, we love it.
Ugh, thank you, Prince, wherever you are.
Yeah.
And Joni. She's alive. Ugh,
she's still out there, yeah.
She's still out there.
Living her life. I'm next going to play a cover of Lord.
Oh, we love
the song.
Lord.
We're going to see Lord in April, which is like
tuned.
Really uncomfortably soon. But we don't have to talk about that.
That's true.
Like only a little bit more than a month.
I don't.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even want to think about that at all.
But then, I've played Tove Sterk like every show this semester, and I still don't know how to pronounce her name. So maybe that's my homework.
It's Tova.
Tova. Thank you.
Is she Norwegian?
I think she's Swedish.
So maybe I still think it's Tova.
I think it's Tova. But she does a cover of Liability that makes it pop and like upbeat, and it's so good.
Oh, we're
Are you
ready.
Ready? We're so
we're ready.
Ready.
Bye.
Baby really up me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my storm. Says it was poison, so I guess I go home into the arms of a girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play at romance with slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking her cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand I'm a liability. I get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for it. No, 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 everyone. Everyone. Truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans.
understand I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for it.
What we said it was. We found out how to pronounce her name.
She made a Twitter post.
I didn't do my homework, and I'm just unintentional and bad.
On June 21st, 2017, say, hey, about my name. It's pronounced Tuva Stierka, but I don't mind Tove Strike. It's all right.
Granted, I didn't say Tove Strike because I can see that the Y comes before the R, but I still didn't do my homework. And I love her music so much. And she deserves better.
Yeah, and I can't remember what I said I like the cover better of.
I think it was...
But I don't remember.
Was it Harry Styles?
No, definitely not. I have to... Now I have to listen back
to this. I really
forget. Because even when I look at this list, maybe I said it about a different song that we are not playing.
Honestly, completely out of my mind. We're both lost here.
We're so happy that we were able to share this time with our listeners.
Yeah, no, we played some great covers today, and we really both like...
Lived our best lives.
Yeah, I feel like really happy about this.
Oh, me too.
And we forgot to tell people to call in, but honestly, I'm not mad because we had a great time.
Yeah, we didn't need to be confused.
We didn't need you to talk to us, really. And we,
every time that happens, we just become discombobulated.
You're right. We always, whenever someone calls, we like stare at each other like with this like... really crazed look on our faces, like we're like smiling but also confused.
Yes.
And we're like, what do we say? But we love when you call in. It's just like always like adding another element to this already volatile mixture is like sometimes scary,
sometimes too much. We got a break and it was great. Yeah, but like next week, come back.
So this was Phonomancer's Anonymous, and I am DJ Paprika,
and I'm Ms. Truck.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play a song. The last thing I'm going to play is a cover of St. Vincent by this group called Escort. I don't really know, but they do a great cover of Actor Out of Work. So goodbye. See you here, same time, same place, next week.
Yay!